Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Welcome, everybody, to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast with Sharon Lecter. And I'm excited to introduce you to a very new friend of mine, and an incredible, heart-centered, highly successful entrepreneur, and now really in giving so much back to the community. Jean Birdwell, thank you for being with me today, Jean.
Thank you, Sharon. It's my pleasure, and you're too kind. Thank you.
Well, as you can tell, he's not from New York City. He's from Houston, Texas. And I asked him for his bio, and he's such a humble man. His bio that he sent me was, I'm a graduate engineer with an MBA degree and business owner and entrepreneur of three startup companies, now in various stages of operation. Founder of the PTSD Foundation of America, and that's really heart-centered, where our hearts connected, and Camp Hope. Now he's founder of the Birdwell Foundation for PTSD. And that is like one of the most humble bios I have ever received for anybody that I've interviewed, Gene. Gene is highly successful. His Birdwell Construction Company does these massive, massive projects, and he has touched so many lives. And he keeps saying that it's God's money and he's just renting it. He's just taking care of it for him. But Gene, you really, truly have been a huge success. Tell me a little bit more about little Gene, about how you got started.
if starting with nothing is little, that's where I started, Sharon. I turned 40 years old. I was working for somebody else, and I'd always, in my heart, wanted to have my own business. So I had a real soul-searching talk with myself and said, Gene, you're turning 40. You're either going to do it now or you're going to forget about it. And I said, I'm going to do it myself. So I just started out small. I started building homes, just anything to keep the wolves away from the door. And then I graduated to building smaller commercial projects, and then I graduated to doing small engineering projects, and then I started doing smaller industrial projects. And about that time, my oldest son graduated and joined the company, and we started doing larger and larger and larger industrial projects, and we turned away from the home building and the commercial completely, and concentrated on the industrial group, and we've been there ever since. We have a real good niche in our business, and we're still in it through a lot of hard times, good times and bad. In 88, we started the second business. It was called Rehabilitation Construction Services. And we started in the cleanup of hazardous waste sites in 88. And we got in on the ground floor of that business, that kind of business, and actually we were just about pioneers in the construction companies being in the environmental field. And that company was highly successful. We started out stay warm, profitable, and thank the Lord. And we sold that company in 08, and they bought the property that we were on, and all the property and the old location, and we sold that location. And my youngest son was running that company at the time for us. And my older son had taken over control and running of the Birdwell Construction business. And so my oldest son and I bought a piece of land across the street from the old location, and we built a new facility there, and we moved in there in 08. And we've been here since, and we've been in business at Birdwell Constructions for 40 years now. And we sold the environmental company after 20 years. My son is still with it, runs it for his group of investors, and he kept a small percentage of it, but he's still with them and running it for them. The three of us, I don't even know how really we're entrepreneurs at heart. We've got a lot of potential, and we got a lot of things that don't make it. So we've been through some bad ones.
Well, that's what I say. You know, you are a living embodiment of what I teach when I talk to entrepreneurs about the most successful businesses solve a problem or serve a need. And what you've just described is you've identified issues, either problems or needs within the industry that you've been able to capitalize on. And in fact, you also do all those large scale, utility issues, running utilities and thing as well, right?
No, ma'am, unless it's industrial. We'll do anything customers ask. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't hustle any commercial, but if they come and say, would you build us a building? We say, yes, where do you want it built? If they want us
to. So you and I got to know each other, had nothing to do with construction, but it was a mutual friend of ours, Pat Bondurant, whose husband is the famous Bob Bondurant, introduced us because she knew about me losing my son, and she had met you, and that you are the founder of the PTSD Foundation of America, and now your Birdwell Foundation. So tell us a little bit how that got started. How did that passion get turned on in your life?
Sharon, that was kind of a surprise thing that nobody anticipated. A very good friend of mine, Major General, retired Major General Bob Dees, was working as the executive director of the military ministry for Campus Crusade for Christ. And Bob was in town visiting his family and his wife's family. And I asked him if he would like to come and share with the men's Bible study that we had, old men's Bible study at our church on Wednesday morning. So he said he would love to. So Bob came in, and he started out with about a 5-minute video called Bridges to Healing. Bridges to Healing is a very moving 5 minutes of truth about what PTSD really is, and really the horrors of it, and examples of that in the video. It's still online at YouTube. Anybody can call it up at any time and see it. Bridges to Healing. It was very moving, Sharon, and but it tore me up so bad. I had always heard about PTSD, but I didn't know, I didn't know what it really was or how horrible it really was. But after that video and Bob's talk, and I'm not sure what Bob said after that, but I remember the video very well. It hit me so hard that I left that day feeling that, gee, somebody needs to do something about the problem. And
I think that's important, because one of the reasons I wanted to point this out, Gene, is, people watching and listening, they may have something that's really personal to them that they've experienced that they want to do something about. But sometimes you find something in the world that needs to be changed. And you may not have, you didn't have a personal experience with PTSD. Now you have many of them, but you were just so moved by that movie and by the comments that you said, somebody's got to do something about it. And if it's not, you know, if not me, who? And you really, you put a stake in the ground and said, we have to do something about it. So I just want to acknowledge you and recognize you, but I also want to challenge people watching and listening that, you know, one person can make a difference. And certainly, Gene, you're not going to agree to the statement. I'm going to say you've made a difference because you always acknowledge all of your team, but you created the environment for people to come together. And I just love it. I had the opportunity to spend the weekend with them at our ranch, with a young man himself who has suffered it and is now running the initiative in Georgia and is incredibly heart-centered. And he was sharing with me that many of the counselors at your Camp Hope and in the programs that you create, these are young men and women who have suffered from PTSD, who have come through the other side and are now helping these veterans and others who suffer from. So tell us a little bit about, because you started the PTSD Foundation of America, and now you've kind of released that and you're starting your own new initiative. So tell us a little bit about where you are today in this incredible effort to help young men and women that suffer from PTSD.
Thank you, Sharon. I take joy in telling what we're doing. We're doing the Lord's work. We feel like Camp Hope was established to take and house the very worst sufferers of PTSD, the ones that need it 24/7. Mm-hmm. And it is being very successful, and my prayer is that it continues to be successful, though I'm not at the helm of it anymore. But that group is probably only 3-5% of the PTSD sufferers. And thank goodness that that's the case, because if they all were that bad of shape, our suicide rate would be a whole lot higher than the 22 a day that the VA reports are taking their own life, suffered from PTSD. But anyway, we with the new foundation, we are trying to reach that other 95% of PTSD sufferers. And the PTSD Foundation of America is concentrating on combat veterans. I want to concentrate on all PTSD sufferers, which includes the combat veterans. There's other traumas in the military that cause PTSD. We want to treat them also. And Sharon, I'm satisfied that your son's PTSD was very definitely military related because of the other traumas that are involved. Mm-hmm. In being in the military, and it's just not combat that causes it. Mm-hmm. But we're also looking to treat them. We're looking to treat women. We're looking to help first responders, firemen, police officers, EMS. They have PTSD also, and that's our goal, is to reach them also. Their suicide rate is too high. We don't have figures to tell us what it is, but one is too high. So we know it's too high, and they need help also. So this is our goal, is to reach that group and as well as the combat veterans and the other military veterans and the ladies.
So you're looking at recreating several different layers of treatment, I believe. You've got local groups that get together for regular meetings, so it's a group type counseling. You've got one-on-one counseling on the telephone or in person, and then you're also looking at creating another residential type facility, right? Tell me.
We're looking at that. Our priority, of course, right now is reaching as many as we can, as quick as we can. Meanwhile, we're trying to get funding and start building a resident facility. They need one, and they want one badly in Georgia. They want one badly in Phoenix. So we'd like to be able to do that too. But first, we're gonna expand out. And I was thrilled to death when you told me about your podcast experience and how you can reach so many people with so quickly and so easily that we are now going to start a podcast operation to reach out and get even more where we can't go into the cities to help them. We can help them tremendously with a podcast a week or two times a week or three times a week. We could counsel with them, and let me back up. We do not counsel with military personnel. Counseling is a weak word at the military, so we mentor them. Mm-hmm. By mentoring them, we work with them, but we have a manual we go through with them. We spend a lot of time just talking with them one-on-one, but most of our time is spent in the manual. And we've got a manual for warriors. We got a manual for families. Families also suffer from PTSD, Sharon. And so we work with them. And we hope to expand eventually to have our own books that help for the children of the families. We don't have a children's group for PTSD, a children's manual for PTSD yet, but we hope to soon.
So, Gene, tell us how people can find you if they want more information, because I know not only are you looking to expand into other areas around the country, but you're also looking for funding. So how can people find you to find out more about the foundation?
We can be found online at the Birdwell Foundation, www.birdwellfoundation.com. And we have an 800 number. That is always manned, and is manned by a combat vet. If somebody calls in, a veteran calls in needing help, he don't want to talk to an operator and get a phone call to a number to call the next day. We talk with him when he calls. So if they call our hotline, it'll be answered immediately by a combat veteran, and that 800 number is 830-822-2563. That's 830-822-2563.
And we'll put that number in the show notes for everybody if they want to go back and refer to it to make Thank sure, you. As we well as your website. It. Yeah, make sure people have that access.
And our website has everything so they can reach us, and we can take donations online. My phone number, and Sharon, I answer it all the time myself, is 713-875-9101. And I take calls all the time. I'm not a combat vet, but I have the empathy for it, and I can get them to the people that need their help. I'll put them.
Well, you may not be a combat vet yourself, but you are certainly a champion for all combat vets and their families, because just you're so heart-centered, and I just can't tell you how much it's touched my heart to meet you and see the number of lives that you're impacting. Because these young men and women, they just aren't themselves when they have that that suffering, and if it can get blast out, they're just such an incredible human beings who put their lives on the line in the service of the country. And each of us as citizens need to step up and support them when they come home and make sure they get through this. And so, which is why I immediately said I got to have you on the podcast, not just because I feel that my son suffered from PTSD, but I see how many lives are impacted by it and the young men that I'm meeting. And we should be thanking them for their service and making sure they have every chance to become successful and live full lives. And certainly, as you said, their families, the young men and women who leave to go to combat aren't always the same when they come. Almost all of them are different when they come back, and the family needs support and adjusting that to that reentry phase as well. And so I'm just so honored. And what I'm going to do, Gene, I'm going to ask you to hang out with me for a second, because I have a private Facebook group that I want to do like a little quick second video. So for those of all of you watching and listening, if you want to hear a little bit more about Gene, please Facebook group is called Play Big Movement with Sharon Lecter. And we're going to go a little deeper. But thank you all for being here. And Jean, thank you so much for being with me today. And I really look forward to getting to know you better and seeing and applauding the work that you're doing. So thanks for being with us today. And thank you everyone for watching this segment of the Play Big Movement with Sharon Lecter podcast. And see you on the other side.
Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.